Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I open my eyes to take a peep, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy sound. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast, down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man come singing songs of love.
Sing song, sing song,
hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang.
Good afternoon, everyone. Here I come, the hurdy-gurdy man, singing songs of love. That, of course, was Eartha Kitt, the incredible, most wonderful Eartha Kitt, playing our theme song today. And it is my honor to present today folk songs by women. I'm not sure that Eartha Kitt's version of Donovan's hit would qualify as folk music, but it is definitely a hurdy-gurdy song. In any case, I want to welcome you to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs here at Radio Free Brooklyn. I am your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today. As every week, we explore something different in our sonic world of hurdy-gurdy songs. I'm going to get right into it today because we have a really, I hope, interesting program for you, where you'll hear a variety of women folk singers and their songs. I'm going to start with a little spoken word first from Aunt Molly Jackson, and then we're going to work our way through a variety of really spiritual sorrow songs, empowerment songs, religious songs, and even some modern takes on these older folk traditions. So let's get started with that. And again, thank you for joining me. And I hope that you are having a beautiful day. And here we go. Pistol Packin' Mama.
I started helping Professor Monocle in Folklore and Folk Songs. I sang this song just like it was composed, and I was the pistol packing mama. And the first thing I knowed, they had hit, and it's going to this day. I was a drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? And the pistol packing mama put me on the run. And they changed and rearranged that song, and that's what I don't like, the songs that the people of the Appalachian Mountain compose themselves. I don't like to see it changed and rearranged.
Now the song I'm going to sing, it's about my cousin Bill. Late one Saturday evening, he slipped off to a still. His wife picked up her pistol, she came to the foot of that hill. Very first words we heard her say, I'm a-comin' to get you, Bill. Lay that pistol down, Ma, put that pistol down. You pistol-packin' woman, lay that pistol down. Old Bill began to tremble, and then he looked around. Bill began to holler, Ma, put that pistol down. Then my cousin Molly put her husband on the run, chased him home to his children and broke up his drinking fun. Lay that pistol down, Ma, put that pistol down. You pistol-packing woman, lay that pistol down. My cousin Molly carried a pistol, so did cousin Bill. Did he get drunk and raise old Ned when he went to the still? One Sunday night old Bill got drunk and he fell against the wall. His wife called out, you drinking man, that moonshine caused it all. Lay that pistol down, Ma, put that pistol down. You pistol-packing woman, lay that pistol down. I don't drink strong moonshine, boys, I'll tell you the reason why. It makes me mistreat my women, it caused my children to cry. Lay that pistol down, Ma, put that pistol down. You pistol-packing woman, lay that pistol down. If anybody asks you who composed this song, tell them it was Jesse Baker, a man that's dead and gone. Lay that pistol down, Ma, put that pistol down. You pistol-packing woman, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield and she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and she wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. With three tough gals from deep down Texas way, we got no pals, they don't like the way we play. We're a rough, rootin', tootin', shootin' trio, but you ought to see my sister Cleo. She's a terror, make no error, but there ain't no lassie fair. Here's what we tell her.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol backin' mama, lay that pistol down.
Corn, the revenuers came. The draw was slow, so now they know you can't do that to Maine.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down.
Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Oh, singing songs in a cabaret, was I having fun? Till one night it didn't seem right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol
down.
Oh, pistol packing mama, lay that pistol
Christ was a wayworn traveler. He traveled from door to door. His occupation chiefly was administering to the poor. My warfare'll soon be ended. My race is almost run. My warfare'll soon be ended, Lord, and then I'm going home. They call my Lord the devil. They call his saints the same. But I ain't expecting any more down here than burden, abuse, and shame. My warfare'll soon be ended. My race is almost run. My warfare'll soon be ended, Lord, and then I'm going home. And when I get to heaven, I want you to be there too. And when I say amen, I want you to say so too. My warfare'll soon be ended. My race is almost run. My warfare'll soon be ended, and then I'm going home. God bless the holiness people, the Presbyterians too, the good old shouting Methodists, and the praying Baptists too. My warfare'll soon be ended. My race is almost run. My warfare'll soon be ended, Lord, and then I'm going home.
Sarah Ogan Gunning, half sister to the previous folk woman, Aunt Molly Jackson. That spiritual song, Christ Was a Wayworn Traveler, one of the Appalachian specialties of the Garland family, the Ogans, the Jackson family. Sarah Ogan was, she's from Knox County, Kentucky, and also had a measure of success in the 1930s, her involvement with the New York folk scene, thanks in part to Alan Lomax, among others. That gives you a sense of some of the religious songs that you would find in the Kentucky region. Very important influence on bluegrass, of course. And before that, we opened our set with Aunt Molly Jackson talking a little bit about her authorship of Pistol Packin' Woman, which became a Pistol Packin' Mama became huge, huge hit, as you heard, recorded by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. My personal favorite of Pistol Packin' Mama is Louis Armstrong's on the W.C. Handy. Armstrong plays W.C. Handy. But the song was just an immense hit, and you can get a sense why. Jackson was from Clay County, Kentucky. And again, she was kind of a, not kind of, she was very much an inspiration to Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Earl Robinson, Will Gear. And her half-brother, Jim Garland, and Sarah Ogan Gunning also enjoyed this success in New York in the 1930s, bringing great attention. Not so much this hurdy-gurdy song, which speaks much more about the woman wanting her man at home, and she's kind of in charge and running the house, and very aware of the dangers of coal mining, which she became very much a spokesperson among the New York intellectual leftist progressives of the time. So Aunt Molly Jackson, Little Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters, who I think just make it wonderful. And Christ Was a Wayworn Traveler gives a little sense of some of the folk women that we're starting off with. Let's go continue now. I'm going to switch a little bit to Vera Ward Hall and some other folk singing women. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs, and thank you for joining me today. Let's get back to the music. Here we go with Vera Ward Hall.
Run here, black woman. And sit on daddy's knee. I got something to tell you, pretty mama. Don't you holler like. Well, I'm going out in Texas, black woman. To hear that one moan. If you don't moan this suit me, black woman. I'm going to hide my bell cow home. Don't my clothes look lonesome? Hanging on the line. You know my kitchen feel lonesome, black woman. When my biscuit roller gone. Run here, black woman. And sit on daddy's knee. I got something to tell you, black woman. Don't you holler.
Since you are engaged, you could make me believe by the falling of your arm that the sun rose up in the west. There is many the star shall jingle in the west. There is many the leaves below. There is many the dam that shall light upon a man for treating a poor girl so. I wish to the Lord I'd never been born, or had died when I was young. Then I never would have mourned for my old true love, nor have caught it no.
Yeah, Shirley Collins, the incredibly beautiful, often whose voice is described as feathery light, and just a sublime, gorgeous, gorgeous voice. And this song, The False True Love, which I put back to back with Vera Warthog's Black Women, to, I think, highlight not only the strong similarities in the range of the voice and the ability to express so much with two very different approaches. Black Woman, also known as Wild Ox Moan, from Vera Warthog, who's, of course, very much recognized as like probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, foremost singers of the blues and African-American spirituals to come out of the Depression era Alabama. She is popularly known, having done a lot of work with ethnomusicologists and working for the Library of Congress. She learned many of these songs from her parents, of course, in the same points out that having grown in Alabama in the 1930s, she was very much exposed to the Baptist Church near Painesville, Alabama, where she became well known in the community for her singing. That was, of course, she worked with her cousin Doc Reed. She was introduced to John Lomax in July of 1937 when he was traveling through the Southeast. And this is one of the recordings that was reissued by the Alan Lomax Archive, which is just phenomenal. That followed by Shirley Collins. And this comes from a Folkways recording. And again, there's Alan Lomax wrote the liner notes to this piece here, and very much made it clear how he felt about this transformation, in particular from this kind of song, The False True Love, which was a ballad, what we call a tragic ballad. And over time, morphed into much more of a lyrical type of song. Shirley Collins reaches very far back into the historic or archival sense of the song, and basically Lomax, you know, tells about, you know, very clearly that this song was about the tragic position of a woman who's scorned, and what she does, which is resort to violence. And but it changed the ballad into a lyric song, lightening it up, dropping some of those stanzas for a more equally beautiful lyric piece. Nonetheless, Shirley Collins, a remarkable singer, woman folk singer, to which we are paying tribute today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs on www.radiofreebrooklyn.org. Radio Free Brooklyn is a community-run internet radio station. We're very, very happy to be part of this this community of very talented programmers and DJs and directors who really are trying to keep music alive in a very contemporary, modern sense, postmodern, postmodern, but also exposing a program like Hurdy Gurdy Songs to you. I hope you're enjoying it and support the station in any way you can. Go to our website and please offer your support again in any way you can. Okay, now I'm going to try to play a track here. I recently returned from South Carolina, where I attended this wonderful conference at Coastal Carolina University, celebrating the Gullah Geechee cultures of the Carolinas and Georgia. And it was remarkable. It was an eye-opening, ear-opening, and I wanted to play a few songs related to the Gullah Geechee cultures, which are very strongly linked to religious spirituals, shouts, ring shouts, and I met the family of Lily Knox. I got to meet some of the descendants and heirs of Lily Knox, and hopefully we can get this to play. I am going to follow this up. I'm giving you a heads up, spoiler alert. I'm going to be playing a couple of tracks, one that features Lily Knox as well, but in a very, very different setting. So I hope you enjoy. I'm going to, and we'll talk about them when we return. But for now, let's take a listen.
I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Go, Gabriel, get your trumpet. Move on down to the sea. Move on to sound that trumpet. Tell you hear from me. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Take old John on the island. Place him in the kill of all. Angel came from heaven down and told him that they all wouldn't fall. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Take old Paul and Silas, place him in jail below. Angel came from heaven down, unlock the prisoner door. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. When I get in trouble, no, I done no crime. Send up, ring up central in glory. Jesus come to the phone. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Got the keys in my bosom. Carried everywhere I go. Got the keys in my bosom. And the world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Go, Gabriel, get your trumpet. Move on down to the sea. Move on, you sound that trumpet. Tell you hear from me. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. Wonder where my mother, wonder where she's gone. Somebody's sitting in the kingdom. She won't be worried no more. Lord, I'm worried, worried, worried all about my soul. Just as soon as my feet strike fire, I won't be troubled no more. Lord, I'm trouble, trouble, trouble all about my soul. Just as soon as my feet strike fire, I won't be troubled no more. Father, he got worried, worried all about his soul. Just as soon as his feet strike fire, he won't be worried.
so satisfied. That's Florence Stamp, who was recorded by Alan Lomax at Ann Williams' house in Friars Point, Mississippi, on July 26, 1942. That's from an album by the name of Long Gone. Done by a collective known as Clothesline Revival. That's from a 2005 release. And it's interesting to see this entire collection of songs from a variety of collectors, including Lomax, among others, and recast, essentially set in an entirely different setting. Format. I'm not quite sure what you, the listener, makes of this, but it's a question of how do we use this folk song by this artist like Florence Stamp. And before that, Lily Knox, who we first listened to, Got the Keys to the Kingdom, which is, you know, really very true to the sound of the Morell's Inlet recording from 1937. That's the area that we just had this Gullah Geechee conference, which was absolutely enlightening. And Knox, Zaki Knox, Lily Knox, they were their descendants, family was there present. And these songs like I'm Troubled About My Soul, very much a hot topic of discussion of how these songs continue to help establish the community. And that's in part what a hurdy-gurdy song does exactly. It helps establish a sense of identity, community. And it's, again, it's not a stagnant, static thing. It's something that's constantly evolving. I'm going to go on now. I'm going to turn to another kind of folk song. I guess we might stretch it a little bit. This is from Jesse May Hemphill, who's really not only a blues artist, but kind of like opened up the quote-unquote country music scene. She burst through it, and here's a piece from her called, well, I think you'll figure it out, In Honor of Women's History Month, She-Wolf.
All right. Thank you. nothing but the roof. All right.
Kind friends, I have another solo selected for tonight, but I had a request to sing this one. One of these mornings, my love, soon one morning, yes, Lord. One of these mornings, I'm going home to live on high.
Call my name. My God, that's unbelievable. If you're not a believer, this is the kind of song that will make you believe. Viola James. And what's wonderful about this is that, yes, there's a lot of these spirituals definitely coming out of the Delta, religious songs. Lomax did record many of the artists, and you start to hear the nuances, the distinct qualities of different spiritual shouts, singing songs, whether they're from the coastal sea islands in the Carolinas and Georgia or deep into the Delta, Mississippi. You start to hear these different things, these different sounds and approaches to faith. But it's wonderful to pick up on these nuances from these hurdy-gurdy women singing these songs of deep, profound belief. whether it's Gullah Geechee or Seminole or deep down Mississippi, Clarksdale. These are songs that really speak to a human soul and desire for a better world. And that's what Hurdy Gurdy Songs is about. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today. Let me try to get to a couple of more songs. I'm going to get a little bit more modern here, contemporary with, well, I'm sure you'll recognize her.
I opened a bank account when I was 9 years old. I closed it when I was 18. I gave them every penny that I'd saved, and they gave my blood and my urine a number. And now I'm sitting in this waiting room, playing with the toys. And I am here to exercise my freedom of choice. I passed their handheld signs, I went through their picket lines. They gathered when they saw me coming, they shouted when they saw me cross. I said, why don't you go home, just leave me alone. I'm just another woman lost. You are like fish in the water who don't know that they are wet. As far as I can tell, the world isn't perfect yet. His bored eyes were obscene. On his denim thighs a magazine. I wish he'd never come here with me. In fact, I wish he'd never come near me. I wish his shoulder wasn't touching mine. I am growing older, waiting in this line. But some of life's best lessons I learned at the worst times. And under the fierce fluorescent, she offered her hand for me to hold. She offered stability and calm, and I was crushing her palm through the pinch pull, wincing. Oh, my smile unconvincing on that sterile battlefield that sees only casualties, never heroes. My heart hit absolute zero. And Lucille, your voice still sounds in me. Yeah, mine was relatively easy. Tragedy, the profile of our country looks a little less hard-nosed. But you know that picket line persisted, and that clinic's since been closed. They keep pounding their fists on reality, hoping it will break. But you know, I don't think there's one of them that leads a life free of mistakes. My freedom of choice. No, you can't make me sacrifice my freedom of choice. No, you can't make us sacrifice our freedom of choice. One morning fell to take the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing all around me. Was the Irish lad I spied. All through the far part of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man he arose, and he gathered his clothes. He said, "Fare thee well today." Well, that's not the promise that you gave. When first you lay on my bed, you could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home.
We are running out of time on today's episode of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. That's the extraordinary Ann Briggs, Blackwater Side, another tragic ballad. And I am so happy to have brought this program to honor the women, Women's History Month. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to leave you with perhaps the greatest women's folk song, associated with the Gullah Geechees, that have finally had this song credited to the Gullah Geechee culture. And I'll leave you with Joan Baez, probably the song that you are all familiar with. Until next time, we praise the women, we thank them, and join me next week for another episode of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. And yes, it's going to be more songs from women.
One with me. It's Kumbaya. I don't want to give you stage fright or anything, but I thought I might tell you this is Vanguard, recording company right here.
Someone sing.